So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the machlekes in the case of an etan lamatish and the sarvim ben etan lamala. If dam oila, which must be applied below the chutas sikra, was mixed with dam chatas, which must be applied above the chutas sikra, Rabbi Yehuda holds yitain lamala v'royin yasatachtoin milmalan kiluhem mayim v'yafzav yitain lamata. The coin first applies the mixture of dam above for the chatas, and although dam oila may not be applied lamala, we consider the dam oila as if it's water. The coin then applies the mixture of dam below for the oila. While a chacham holds yishafich la'ama, l'katchila the dam may not be used at all and must be poured out because they do not hold rain. However, v'im lo nimlach v'nasin kasher, if b'diev without asking the dam was applied, the kapara is accomplished for both karbanas. Abai makes the following distinction in the opinion of the chacham: only in the case of tchilas chatas v'oila, if the two bloods were mixed before the initial matanas of both the dam chatas and dam oila were done, the chacham say yishafich la'ama, the mixture must be poured out because the dam chatas may not be applied lamata. However, in the case of Seiv Chatas V'Oila, if the two bloods were mixed after the initial matanas of the Dam Chatas had already been done, but still needed Shvichi Shiraim for the leftover Dam Chatas to be poured al Yisrael Mizbeach, and the initial matanas of the Oila had not yet been done at all, the Chum agree that Yitin Lamata, the mixture may be applied Lamata, because Makam Oila, Makam Shiraim, the Shiara Chatas may be poured in the same area as the matanas Oila on the wall of the Mizbeach, below the Chutas Sikra, and from there the Shiraim flows down onto the Yisrael. Rav Yosef, however, disagrees and says that even in the case of Seif Chatas V'Oila, the Chum hold Yishafich La'amma because Shiraim Tzrich and Itztava. The Shira Chatas must be poured directly onto the Yisayid, the foundation, but not on the area of Matanas Oila on the wall above the Yisayid. The Gemara attempts to bring proof that Mokim Oila Mokim Shiraim from a brisa that discusses the Pasuk of Bechor. Ach Bechor Yishar Leisif De Kaydishem. The words Kaydishem imply, Bahav Yasin Yehu, the Dam Bechor always remains extant, and this teaches, Shem Nisar B'dam Kachem Acherim Yikrivu. If Dam Bechor was mixed with the Dam of another carbon such as an Oila, they're permitted to do Zrika for both. The Gemara initially assumes that the Drasha is needed for a case of Seif Oila U'Bechor. They had already done the initial Matanas of the Oila, and the mixture consisted of Dam Shiyari Oila, and the initial Dam Bechor, and nevertheless, they do Zrika for both. Apparently because the Shiari Oila may be poured in the same area as Matanas Bechor on the wall of the Mizbech below the Chutas Sikra. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Drasha is needed for a case of Tchilas Oila Bechor. The mixture consisted of the initial Dam Oila and the initial Dam Bechor. And the Pasuk teaches, Oilan Ein Mevatlan Zeh Azeh. All items that are brought on the Mizbech, such as Dam and Kaimitz, do not become bottled even in a majority of other Oilan. And as the Gemara explains, there are actually three opinions in the source for the halacha of Oilan Ein Mevatlan Zeh Azeh. Kaydishem teaches Oilan Ein Mevatlan Zeh Azeh, while others hold that Kaydishem is needed to teach Heim Kareiv and Vein Temuras and Kareiv. Only the actual Bechor Meiser are brought as Karbanas, but a Temura of Bechor Meiser are not brought as Karbanas. Rather, Yirat Sheistavo V'yechlu B'mumen. They must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish and are then eaten. The second source is from the Pasuk of Yom Kippur, V'lokach midam apar midam asar v'nosna karnas mizbeach saviv. And this braisa holds Ma'arvin l'kronis. After the Sheva Hazayis tore the pareches, the blood of the par besar were mixed together for the matanas on the corners of the mizbeach apnimi. And although the dam apar was the majority of the mixture, the dam sar does not become batal b'rei because oilin ema vatan zeh. However, this Pasuk is not a source, according to the opinion of Ema Arvin l'kronis, that the blood of the par besar were not mixed together but applied separately. The third source is in the Pasuk of Karban Oila. V'kriv b'nei Aaron asadam v'zarko asadam. Why is the word hadam mentioned twice? It's self-understood that the Pasuk refers to the dam without mentioning hadam even once. David the Brisa explains, the first hadam teaches nis'ar b'matan dalat k'moisei. If dam oila that requires two matanis was mixed with even a majority of dam from another carbon that also requires two matanis, the zrika of the tarev is accomplished as kapar for both, because oila n'ema vatan zeh, the dam oila does not become batal b'rayv. And the second hadam teaches nis'ar b'becheru ma'isra pesach. If dam oila was mixed with even the majority of dam from another carbon that requires only one matana, even so, the zrika of the tarev is accomplished as kapara for both, because oilin ein mevatan zeh. The dam oila does not become batal b'rayv. However, others do not derive it from this pasuk because dam lo mashmalhu. They hold the words hadam do not teach anything. The Gemara now attempts to bring proof that Mokam Oila Mokam Shiraim from the following Brice in the previously mentioned case of Hanitan Lamata, Shinasarva Benitan Lamala. And the Brice states, Nasan Lamala Vlay Nimlach, Elevay Lamoidim, Shayavzav Yitin Lamata, Elevay Elu Oilnoi. If B'diyev the Kayin applied the mixture Lamala for the Chatas, all agree that like a Tchilhi shall apply the blood Lamata for the Oila, and this accomplishes Kabara for both Karbanas. The Gemara initially assumes that the Brice is a case of the ER of Chatas V'Oila. The mixture consisted of the initial dam chatas and dam oila. V'kim diyav lilamala havelu shirayim. And once he applies the mixture lamala for the chatas, the remaining dam chatas in the mixture becomes shirayim. And nevertheless, he applies the blood lamata for the shiyari chatas and matanas oila. Apparently because makam oila, makam shirayim. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Brice is a case of the Arav Chatas HaChitzayin B'Shirayim. They had already done the initial Matanas of Echatas HaPanimi, and the mixture consisted of the initial Dam of Echatas HaChitzayin and the Shiyar Echatas HaPanimi. Therefore, after doing the Matanas Lamala, Elav Eilam Maidim Shiyach Zavid Lamata, he pours the blood onto the Yisayid for the Shirayim of both Chatois. And incidentally, the Gemara teaches another halacha that Afil Lamandam Shirayim Ma'akvin, Chasru Ein Ma'akvin. Even according to the opinion that the shirayim of chatayos hapanimis are mandatory, if some blood spilled out, as in our case where some blood was applied lamala, the mitzvah of shirayim can be fulfilled with the remaining blood that is poured out lamata.